Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. China must release the secret records of the Wuhan biolabs. Steve Mosier reports, the leaders of the Chinese Communist Party have a lot to answer for. Clearly, it was the CCP's cover-up and incompetence that first allowed the Wuhan virus to reach epidemic proportions in China and then spread around the world. A congressional resolution offered by Representative Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, condemns China for these misdeeds. It should be an easy vote. But what if China is responsible not only for the global spread of the Wuhan virus, but also for the original infections? There are many, myself included, who suspect that this particular coronavirus may have been under study at the Wuhan labs and that it somehow escaped from the lab. A paper by two Chinese scientists outlined a plausible scenario about how this leak might have happened at either the Wuhan lab or at another nearby biolab run by China's Centers for Disease Control. They argue that patient zero was a lab worker who accidentally infected himself with a bat coronavirus. The paper was quickly censored by the Chinese authorities, which only heightens suspicions. Without question, China for years has been doing research at its Wuhan biolabs that could be used to create coronaviruses harmful to humans. The researchers have left a clear paper trail. In a 2008 article in the Journal of Virology, Wuhan lab researchers described how they genetically engineered SARS-like viruses from horseshoe bats to enable them to use enzyme 2, known as ACE2, to gain entry into human cells. In other words, more than 10 years ago, the Wuhan biolab was already creating entirely new and deadly viruses by inserting that part of the dangerous SARS virus that allows it to infect people into a second bat coronavirus, which was then able to attack human cells just like the Wuhan flu virus does. Then there's a 2013 article in the journal Nature by some of the same Wuhan lab researchers. It's entitled, Isolation and Characterization of a Bat SARS-like Coronavirus that Uses the ACE2 Receptor, end quote. They conclude that Chinese horseshoe bats are natural reservoirs of SARS-CoV, and that intermediate hosts may not be necessary for direct human infection by some bat SARS-like coronaviruses. Here we find the Wuhan biolab involved in collecting a range of SARS-like coronaviruses from horseshoe bats and proving that, like the SARS virus itself, some of these other naturally occurring coronaviruses could infect human beings directly, again, just like the Wuhan virus does. Now, if either genetically engineered or naturally occurring coronaviruses capable of infecting people escaped from the Wuhan biolab, this could be the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, and I are being hammered in mainstream media outlets for even suggesting that the Wuhan virus may have escaped from a Chinese lab. They have tried to fact-check our concern to death by mischaracterizing it and by citing so-called experts. On and on it goes. Now, what Senator Cotton and I actually said was that it may have escaped, in one way or another, from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Many of those who rushed to China's defense, it turns out, have undisclosed ties to that country and even to the Wuhan Institute of Virology itself. Virologist Danielle Anderson, who was cited by Health Feedback in its hit piece, works for the National University of Singapore, which in turn is an international partner of the Wuhan Biolab. In fact, her joint project with the Wuhan Lab is called Combating the Next SARS or MERS-like Emerging Infectious Disease Outbreak by Improving Active Surveillance. Well, One assumes that she and her Chinese partners have moved on from current pandemics and are now researching the next outbreak, since they obviously miss this one. This means that Anderson is not just an interested party, she is a heavily invested party. If the Wuhan lab is the cause of a worldwide pandemic, obviously she and others with ties to that institution will see their reputation suffer by association. Whatever reasons China's apologists have for defending China, to protect themselves and their Chinese colleagues, to shift the blame away from China onto America, to blame President Trump, they are offering opinions, not facts. To determine the actual origin of the pandemic, we need only one thing. China must immediately release all the coronavirus research records of the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Wuhan Center for Disease Control. Once we have received these records from China, it will be easy to do a comprehensive sequencing comparison of the Wuhan flu virus, SARS-CoV-2, with all the coronaviruses isolated, sequenced, and studied at those bio labs. If we find no matches in the research records, this will prove China's innocence, at least in terms of the origin of the pandemic. If there is a match, we will know not only that it escaped from the lab, but we will also learn from the research records whether it was in some way engineered. Now, if the Beijing regime has nothing to hide, then it should be happy to authorize the release of the records that will clear its name. So should the Wuhan Institute of Virology, whose director recently said in an emotional interview that she swears on her very life that her institute did not release the virus. Fine. Then release the research records to prove it. Because of the importance of finding out the truth, I believe that President Trump should both personally and publicly request Chinese President Xi Jinping to authorize the release of the research records. If President Xi refuses, well, that should be taken as an admission of guilt on China's part. Then we will have one more reason to continue calling this made-in-China pandemic the Wuhan flu, or, if you prefer, the China virus. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.